when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of زيارة العاشوراء. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. In the previous episodes, we discussed about the true meaning of la'an and also the instances it was applied in the Holy Quran and in the traditions, both in Shi'i and Sunni sources. Now let us have another approach to this concept of la'an. In the Arabic language, when we want to make a prayer in relation to someone, we employ the word du'a. Sometimes it is du'a lahu or du'a alayhi. When it is used with the proposition lam, it would signify benefit. But if the word is linked with the preposition ala, it signifies harm and curse. For example, man da'a li akhihi dafa'a Allahu anhu al-bala. Whosoever prays for his brother, Allah would dispel calamities from him. Now, if we think a little bit deeper, we will come to understand that when we love someone because he has human values, we pray for his advantage and perfection, and we do so due to the fact that our innate disposition naturally is attracted to benefit and good. Similarly, when we despise someone because he is the, let us say, the epitome of evil and spiritual evil, we are actually revealing our innate disposition, which is naturally flying away from evil. In other words, the root of prayer for or against someone is attracting benefit or repelling harm from ourselves. Now, both prayer and curse, both du'a and la'an are called du'a because both stem from the innate disposition of the human being. But we should note that in the same way, as there are limits and conditions for prayer, there are some limits and conditions for curse as well. For example, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, مَنْ دَعَى لِظَالِمٍ بِالْبَقَاءِ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُعْصَ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْضِهِ. Whosoever prays for the subsistence of the oppressor, he loves that Allah is disobeyed on his earth. So even la'an has its own conditions and limits.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. you will see it completely exemplified. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The last point, dear listeners, regarding la'n that must be mentioned is to know the fact that la'n is not limited to one time, place, and to some specific people. When we use la'n in this Ziyaratul Ashura, it was Yazid, it was the likes of him. But today, it is our duty to condemn those who assimilate his footsteps in the modern world. Those who leave out their imam in the middle of the fight and fly away and escape for their own benefits. And these la'ans, these are totally in harmony with the spirit of the imams, with the spirit of the Holy Prophet even. And some believe that this supplication, this la'an, is entirely seeking goodness and mercy. But of course, it might appear in the form of a curse, because all the curses of Allah, or those that have come through the tongue of the Prophet and the infallible Imams, they are all goodness, because nothing but goodness flows from God and His close divine friends. So sometimes mercy appears in the form of giving sweets, and sometimes in the form of injection and prohibition. Both are examples of mercy. Both are examples of giving sweets, but in two different forms and complexions. Anyway, what we come to conclude before we move on with the other parts of this Ziyaratul Ashura is that we know that Allah curses a group of people in the Holy Quran due to some characteristics, and the reality of this curse is depriving those people from His mercy. And those who do this based on the characteristics, based on the criteria that Almighty Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran, they are declaring their harmony and pleasure with what Almighty Allah is pleased with. And we as normal people are encouraged to do so, because the Holy Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those are cursed by Allah and shall be cursed by the cursors. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We will move on, God willing, to the next part of Ziyaratul Ashura in the next episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين